going to close our eyes, relax, and turn inward. Going to withdraw our attention from the external world and from the thoughts and the other activity of our mind. And we're going to bring our awareness to a deeper place within us. There is a place within us that is quiet and still. A place that has been within us ever since the beginning and will be with us until the end. We may have forgotten to get there. Most of us have at some point or another, because we're so busy paying attention to surviving, paying attention to our thoughts and worries, the activity of our mind, looking for things in the outside world. We've forgotten or lost the ability to go back and connect with that which is deep within us. The best way to still our minds is to become very present to our body, to the sensations within us, to the feelings and energy streamings that are going on all the time within us. It's best to choose one area and then focus all your attention there. So let's focus on our seventh chakra. It's the area right in the middle of the top of your head. Imagine as you focus there that your awareness, your attention to that area creates a movement of energy within you. And then what's happening? That the tensions, stress, the blockages, the anxiety, worries, all that disturbed energy is going to move from your body up through your seventh chakra and back into the field. Leaving your body in a much more calm. calm and peaceful state. And so just focus. Become the seventh chakra. Put all of your attention there. Disturbed energy flow out as your mind becomes clear and empty. As your body begins to relax, surrender and let go of control. You put into that area, the stronger the energy grows. Make the decision to put all of your focus there. Choose. Still your mind. Choose to let go. As you let go and surrender, it becomes easier to remember that place within you, that peace and stillness, that light. Move your attention now to your heart and your heart chakra, an area in the middle of your chest. Now become absorbed in that area, bringing the energy of your awareness chakra, and using your will and intention. intention to choose to surrender, to choose to let go. As you focus on your heart, you may be able to imagine that there is a glow around your heart, a radiance in that part of you. There is a light inside of you. That goes along with that still and quiet place. That peace. A light that burns eternally. Yourself to remember what you did not know you had forgotten. Allow yourself to remember the light within you. Stillness, the eternal and the infinite, all are alive within you in this moment. Your heart is the center of this truth. It is the center of your nature. It is the center of communication between you and your soul and the infinite. For love is the language of the infinite, and love is the language of the heart. Must open our hearts reopen them must take the risk of being open-hearted. There is no doubt we did close our hearts. That our experience was so painful that we had to shut down our hearts. And so there's a lot of fear around reopening. Here is the other thing that we forgot. We forgot that this presence within us, this light, this love, have always been here, and it will always be here. And they have never abandoned us. Never withheld in any way. They have only given to us in every way we would allow. We are animated by the presence of love within us. That is the source of our being. That is the truth of our nature. Forgotten who we are, and yet we remember on some level. We remember and we know the truth, and when we hear it, we know it's true. It resonates, it connects us. Hear the truth. That is why we affirm the truth in our own mind. We affirm our connection with the divine presence within us. We affirm that there is only one power, that we exist within that power. And there is absolutely no separation between us and the loving presence within us. We affirm that we are perfect. That we are evolving in perfect ways. We're unfolding in perfect ways. We are the perfect creations of a perfect creator. That we were created from love love, with love, and in love. Love is the very fabric of our being. Your heart open now. Let your mind be still. Let the divine presence of an infinitely loving and tender intelligence connect with you. Open and allow. Allow the radiance and the glow to fill you. Love here for you. You are a precious and unique creation of a divinely loving creator. This love has been here all along. Knows nothing of limitations, of undeservingness or unworthy or inadequacy. It only knows how to give. And it has been giving to you. It has given you life. It has given you health. Has given you everything in your life. It has never stopped giving to you. It is real. It is not a concept. We open our hearts with gratitude. We affirm and recognize the gift that our life is, the gift we have been given, and the gift that we are. Recognize that in this moment, all our needs are met. Right in this moment, right now. change. Our destiny. May allow gratitude to fill us. We become genuinely appreciative and thankful for the gifts we receive and the gifts within us. And our opportunity to use our gifts. For all this, we are grateful for the power within us, for the unlimited opportunities before us. The ability of our imagination to run free. We are grateful. It's time to bring that gratitude and love, the experience of our true natures, back into our world and our lives, back into this room, this time and place, this body. Remember the truth that we are unique and beautiful beings of light, created by a loving creator. I'm grateful for your presence here today. It's my honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I appreciate your being here, and I look forward to our next time together. Until then, I wish you all the best.